This program is a paid commercial announcement from Jacob Media Partners and does not reflect the views of WPHT or its management. Today's program is pre-recorded.
Welcome to Your Valuable Home, the show that's about education for homeowners and residential real estate investors, because educated buyers make smart choices on home purchases and improvements. I'm contractor Kevin Kennedy, host of Your Valuable Home.
Yes, and I'm Ron Milk, producer and co-host. If you're a homeowner or have investment real estate, we've got your back.
You'll learn how to choose a contractor, get and compare estimates, check quality construction, avoid huge upfront payments. We'll share home improvement trends, projects in the works, and homeowner horror stories.
We interview experts from across the country about everything from new building products, homeowners insurance, leveraging home equity, what's hot in real estate, which products make for an unhealthy home, and much more.
Your Valuable Home airs here Sundays at 6 p.m. thanks to Tom Adams Windows and Carpets, with four locations in Churchville, Southampton and Doylestown, and Whitehall in the Lehigh Valley.
Tom Adams is the friendly, family-owned place known for award-winning installation and customer service and a wide selection of windows, doors, flooring, siding, and much more. Tom Adams has been satisfying customers throughout the region for 65 years. Check out TomAdamsWC.com or call 215-357-7000.
WPHT, WPHT HD, WOGL HD3, Philadelphia.
A radio.com station. Now, from the Malamut and Associates Law Studios.
Welcome home to Your Valuable Home with Kevin Kennedy and Ron Milk, presented by Tom Adams Windows and Carpets. If you own a home, this show's for you. If you own rental real estate, this show's for you. Get educated from the pros. They have your back when it comes to improving your real estate. It's Your Valuable Home. Your Valuable Home.
I don't thank everybody for coming back for another segment of Your Valuable Home on 1210 WPHT. And I tell you, I want to give a little shout out for Miss Kelly, a listener from Jamaica. I spoke to her about a week and a half ago, and I promised her I'd give her a shout out. And so I want to give a little shout out. Thanks, Miss Kelly, for listening to the show. And now let's get into the next segment of the replay we're going to do. We have Lisa on the phone, and I spoke with her probably about a week ago. And one of the things that we've been talking about on the air with the replays is, how can we stage jobs without spending everything all at once? Because a lot of people got hurt with the coronavirus, and how can we do jobs that we can do in stages where people don't have to spend the whole budget right away? And one of the things that we're going to talk about with Lisa is some of the projects that we are going to talk about doing in her house, which is both interior and exterior, siding, windows, and kitchens and flooring that we had talked about. So Lisa, thanks for coming on Your Valuable Home. We do appreciate it.
And thank you for having me, Kevin.
I always ask everybody, the first question is, why do you want to do your windows?
Well, obviously, the most important thing is, I'm a 20-year-old homeowner. I'm an original builder and sole owner of the home, and it's something I've been wanting to do for quite some time, primarily because of the stucco concerns that I have. And I've been budgeting for it, and that's important. And even though with the virus that we're experiencing right now, it's something that's still on my forefront. I'm not really interested in taking a pause. I think now is the time to do it.
Lisa, do you have a stucco house?
Well, primarily, and I know Kevin can interject here, I have a brick front. The windows are vinyl, and the stucco comes into, and mostly siding too, but the stucco comes into play with my chimney.
Oh, that's all. Well, that's not horrible. So it really doesn't impact the windows that much, right? You want to swap out the windows.
Well, my concern is for efficiency's sake, as well as I just think probably shelf life. 20 years is probably the shelf life for some windows. I do feel a draft at times, and I'm not under the impression that brick may be the solution, where that water or mold or moisture is still an issue. I'm not really convinced of that, quite honestly, based on the builder and where I live and those concerns. Just I know humidity is an issue, and so I'm staying steadfast. Plus, I think for resaleability, it's important to keep things fresh and upgraded, and that's my focus right now.
Well, I can tell you for a fact, Kevin redid my windows. I had a stucco house. I redid the whole house. Kevin redid my windows. What is it, Kev, about 4 or 5 years now, something like that? Four years?
Yeah, about that long.
Okay.
Yep.
And I can tell you for a fact, between that and switching to LEDs, I cut all my utility bills in half.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to benefiting from that.
I think you will.
Well, the new windows that we're going to be putting in. Now, getting back to the brick, this is one thing that I know at least you and I talked about, because a lot of people do get this misconception that
hey, it's brick, it's going to be like stucco. And there's a lot of implications with that brick. Number one, that brick is approximately a half inch off that wall. The only thing that we and no contract can really do is we can't be Superman and have x-ray vision to see what is the underlayment behind that wall. That's one of the big things that I told you from the beginning when I met you, that we don't know what's under there. We're going to take a great shot at it because we're not going to take the brick down. We can only address the window and the surrounding components in that area. We don't have access to get behind there. But the window itself, yeah, they are, as I call them, smiley faces. There are a couple of them that did take a little bit of a beating. And you're probably right about now your windows did experience a shelf life. They're ready to rock and roll and be replaced. But what we talked about was the staging of leveling certain areas out, properly putting rubber down, foam, new trim, putting a new construction window in like a Marvin window. Which would give you a value that if you're there for 10, 20, 30, 40 years, that window is still going to look brand new. But dressing the area with the brick is going to be a little bit more difficult than the back of your house, which has existing siding. And then what I said about the siding was when you tie those two in together, yes, all homeowners are going to save a lot of money if you combine the two, but you're going to get a better marrying stage between the two, which means allowing me to put all the underlayments, the rubber, the foam, the Tyvek under there, so that window, when it's installed, even though the siding's up and say, hey, the caulking wears down around it, you're never going to need to worry about that again for another 50 years. And that's why I wasn't trying to push sales on you. I was just trying to let you know by marrying those two together, those components of rubber and Tyvek, you're never going to have an issue again with that window.
And all that appeals to me as a homeowner, honestly. I may only be here, and we talked about this, Kevin, 5 to 7 years, but you know, it's important for me and the community and the neighborhood that this house is, you know, stands firm, you know, for any other future home buyer. So, and plus I have the west exposure that we talked about, so I do have some concerns about the vinyl holding up just because of that sun beating on the front of the house.
It does. And that's one of the things why I said we talked about doing the kitchen also. And I'm thinking in my mind, if you wanted to confine yourself in the same envelope of that kitchen, when somebody new that wants to come in to buy the house, they're going to want to expand that kitchen. And I just didn't feel the value at that time for you just being there 5 to 7 years was going to be worth it to do the kitchen. Because the kitchen, you got about 50 different style cabinets, 800 different colors, paint colors, flooring colors. Cortec has 300 plus colors to pick from. So for something like that, somebody's going to come in either way and put their own stamp on that. But when it comes to the exterior curb appeal, you want those people, when you're ready to sell the house in 5 to 7 years, when they drive up, that house looks amazing. And by doing that, you only have an option of maybe 15 different exterior colors. And really, a lot of the base colors, nobody's going to go with the tans and the light creams because that's outdated. These new deep, rich colors, which are about 5 or 6 colors, you're kind of minimized to that. So somebody's going to like it either way once they pull up and do it a nice deep color in that development because it's not putting you out of place at that development. So what we had talked about for our listeners is we were talking about trying to do a lot of these projects, but again, as I told Lisa, I don't want to just spend your money. I just don't want to waste your money. And I think sometimes if you're going to be there only at a 5 to 7 year period, you really want to manage controlling that budget and what's going to be the best bang for the buck when you do go sell the house.
I also believe that 5 to 7 years goes by in a blink. And I'm you know, from the time that we last spoke, Kevin, I already thought in my head that more than likely it might even be a little bit longer. So, you know, why not enjoy it?
You know, I'll interject something here. When you see houses advertised, and there are a lot of them out there right now, and it's going to be more competitive as we go forward here because of the financial situation in the country, people don't really emphasize what kind of windows they have or what, you know, what the components in the house are. But I think, I don't know what kind of windows you're putting in, Kev. What are they?
Well, I'm going to propose two options. Provia. Yeah. Yes. So the Provia line is going to be something I'm going to offer, which is a great product. You can do the Endure, which is going to be a lot less money than a Marvin window. And of course, the Marvin window, you're getting a different beast. You can't really compare the two on pricing, but both of those products for what they offer, a vinyl window as opposed to a new construction, there's going to be two different elements, but both of them are going to give you great value into it.
Yeah, either way. I mean, if you emphasize that when you sell, if and when you sell the house, I think it's a real selling feature. I mean, it's, you know, if I ever sell mine, which I don't tend to do, I would definitely emphasize that because windows are a big, big item. They really are. And And they can save somebody a lot of money going forward, both in their utility bills and the fact that they're going to last and last and last. That's my two cents.
So, Lise, when you're thinking about windows, another thing we could always talk about is different styles. So the windows you have are standard colonial windows, 6x6 grids or 8x8, depending on the size of the window. But maybe what we could talk about is maybe changing the grid pattern to more modernize your house so that curb appeals much better for you and a potential buyer in 5 to 7 years. But even if you do live there, again, what I want you to do is every time you drive to that house when the siding and windows are done, I want you to have that wow factor. And by putting those better products on, you're definitely going to notice that because the better products last longer. So if you're there for 10 years and hey, say like what we save couple thousand dollars on the siding. We put a cheaper siding on. In 10 years, that siding is going to look old. So why not put a better product on? So in 10 years, it's still going to look brand new. And that's why I like to sell the higher end products to get the value out of it.
Well, you certainly get what you pay for. And that's the type of consumer I am. And the appeal and the value has to go hand in hand.
Absolutely. Makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, absolutely. What we're going to do is I'm going to take her to the Tom Adams showroom, and because there's a phenomenal showroom, I told her there. We can look at the flooring, we can look at the windows, the siding, the doors. Everything's there. It's one-stop shopping, but at least you get to see the product. It's something where I'd rather people see the product up close and see and feel it, because buying something that expensive, I want you to know what you're going to be getting into. And also, I want to take you to a couple of our jobs so you can physically see the workmanship that goes into it. I know you're going to be said you're going to be stopping at my house. And it's that levels of the underlayment that I'd like you to get into also, which we'll get into another time as we get further into this project. But I do appreciate you spending us some time with here at Your Valuable Home. And what we're going to do is, as we get closer, I'd like to get you back on. And after we get to Tom Adams showroom there, and tell me what you think about some of the products so you can interject with some budging ideas.
That sounds like a great idea. And you're very welcome.
Stick with us. We got a great show still in store for you here, including some ways you can stretch your home improvement dollar, even in this rough time, whether you do inside projects, outside projects, with Kevin and Rob Borufkin from our sponsor, Tom Adams Windows and Carpets.
Tonight's edition of Your Valuable Home is brought to you by Tom Adams Windows and Carpets. Tom Adams Windows and Carpets is open for business. From virtual video appointments to fast services done in your home, Tom Adams Windows and Carpets is your safest choice. They understand and follow all CDC guidelines, with their trained installers wearing masks, gloves, and keeping a safe distance during your project. Right now, how about replacing those old window and door screens? You know, the ugly ripped ones letting bugs in. Plus, all trip fees have been waived for 3 or more screens until May 15th. Now's the best time to save on windows, doors, and carpet. Find out more at TomAdamsWindowsAndCarpets.com. Home improvement projects on hold? Understandable. But some things just can't wait, like failing windows. Chances are there's water intrusion, possibly mold. Make the most of your money by doing critical projects in phases. Take windows. In phase one, tackle the one or two sides of the house that get the most weather. Phase two can wait till the coronavirus subsides and you have more money. Planning an in-law suite? In phase one, select the contractor and architect and get a design plan. Then in phase two, determine if you need a new septic system and secure permits. Kevin Kennedy's VSP Home Remodeling can help you figure out which projects to tackle now in phases. With VSP, you deal directly with the owner. Kevin and his foreman of 23 years are always part of the team. They do most of the installation and other work. With VSP, you get a licensed company with workers' comp and liability that exceeds the requirement, and 30 years of award-winning on-time, on-budget excellence. VSP Home Remodeling. Call 215-364-3286 about those home improvement projects that just can't wait. 215-364-3286.
Now back to Your Valuable Home, presented by Tom Adams Windows and Carpets. If you have a question about a home project for our host, Kevin Kennedy, call him directly, 215-364-3286.
Hey, thanks for coming back to Your Valuable Home on 1210 WPHT. Ron, I tell you, it's great when my light listeners are sending me some great photos in, and this was a doozy. It was a project somebody was doing, and it was a roofing installation. And how the installation was working, it was a re-roof where they apply shingles over top of existing shingles. The picture was somebody started to pry up the existing attic fan. That was a brand new attic fan, so it looked pretty new in the picture. So you could keep that existing attic fan, but the picture had it where the gentleman had picked up the roofing attic fan and the shingles underneath were never cut out. So the attic fan, which is drawing hot air from your attic, would be pulling it out. And how it's installed is you cut a nice circle about a 12-inch diameter so that it can pull the air out. Well, some roofer probably went up earlier, put a new attic fan in, never cut the hole, and just installed the attic fan.
Oh.
So one of my listeners wrote and said, hey, listen, do you think this is a proper installation? Yeah. When you think you've seen it all, I can't even make this stuff up anymore. It's unbelievable. It's unbelievable. But yeah, somebody had did that. But I reposted on Facebook. I don't know who did it. I didn't have any information on that. But it was just nice to see people that are listening send in the picture saying, do you think this could possibly happen? And there it is. But yeah, there's a lot of horror stories when I've been, Ron, you and I have been on the air for 7 years. And it's amazing when you show the pictures along with the horror story of how a contractor can do something like this. That's what baffles my mind.
Well, you know what? Even in this time now, when people's money is stretched to begin with, nobody can afford that kind of mess up. You know, you got to make sure that you got the right person doing the right job and for the right price, because you don't want to spend your money or waste your money doing it over. Correct?
Absolutely. Well, see, one of the things that I'm worried about for the future in the next couple months is all these new companies that are going to be starting up thinking they're contractors because they're out of work. Look, I get it, you're out of work, but still, this is my industry. So by stepping on my industry and doing a job by doing something like this, it makes our industry, for all the good contractors, much more difficult for us to do the job, because it gives everybody a bad name. And that's why I let people know that I said, listen, if you're getting any roof done, try to work on somebody that's a reputable contractor. One of the things you definitely want to be looking for is longevity. If somebody's been in the area, you see their signs, they've been around for quite a long time, or even if you're not sure, here's how you look at it. Tell them to your roofer that you're going to be hiring, give me jobs in the area that you've done. Let me go to the township building, check on with the township that you've been doing roofs in here, that you applied for permits, so I could physically see you've been in the area for 10, 15, 20 years. Those are some of the great ways that you know you're going to get a reputable company. I'll give you an example, like Tom Adams. They've been around for 60 plus years. You're going to get a phenomenal job from them because they've been around for 60 years. And the reason why they've been around is because they do a great job. So why not go with a company that has brick and mortar and has been around for 60 plus years? Going with guys that they're just starting up and they're giving you a $50 attic fan installation, it's not going to be good. Something's got to go wrong. And I get that people today with the economy and the COVID-19, how it's making a big impact financially, but you still need to hire the right contractor, because anytime you do this, you're only doing it once. So let's do it right the first time, and you're not going to have any of these issues further down the line.
Now, let me ask you this. For an attic fan, would that be a contractor that they called, or would it be a handyman? Do you know?
Well, a handyman can do it. Nope. Yeah, it's what it is you just cut a hole out. Now, most of the time, attic fans are already installed in the roofing application. So all they're trying to do is they're just going to pull it out, properly install in between the shingles. So there's a method of application with that, making sure that the attic fan is properly hooked up. So sometimes maybe a roofer would do it while they're replacing the roof. And then the roofer would say, hey, listen, I'm not a licensed electrician, so maybe you want to call your licensed electrician to hook it up so it's working properly, because that's electrical. And sometimes roofers aren't licensed to do electrical work. So I can see that happening, but when you put the attic fan up and you don't cut the hole, it's not serving any purpose. And that contractor or handyman, whoever did the job, ripped off that homeowner, and that's what I was more upset with. It's a laugh for me to see the picture, but for the homeowner, it's not a laugh.
I mean, in a case like that, there are only two possibilities. The guy either doesn't know or he doesn't care, or maybe both.
True.
Right?
He could be hurting for money. I get it, but it's still not a give you a go to rip off or rob somebody. It's just not right to do that. And that's why contractors sometimes get these bad names, because of the bad and shoddy workmanship that they do.
Yeah, it's tough. We've talked about this I don't know how many horror stories we've done over a 7-year period, but the hits keep on coming, don't they?
They don't stop. They don't stop. Yeah. Most of them are times where the guys are putting in windows, and sometimes they put them in upside down or backwards. That can happen when you get a guy that just started his business. But the only thing I could let people know is longevity. Companies that have been around for 20, 30, 40, 50 years, 60 years, those are the guys you want to be hiring, because there is a reason why good companies are around so long. It's because they're doing a great job. And that's the best advice. So if with this coronavirus and with everything going on, I have a feeling that there's going to be a lot more wannabe contractors coming into this field. And that's when it's going to get bad for us. And I know probably our horror stories are going to go through the roof in the next couple months.
Well, yeah. I mean, a lot of people are going to be out there trying to take advantage of people now. You know, we'll do it for a cheap price. It'll be done in 2 days. and neither will happen, right? Because they'll keep stepping up the brick.
Absolutely. So what I'm suggesting is when it comes to when we get out of this pandemic and you need to get some work done, if you do have any questions, you can contact us here at the show. I can give you great advice on how to pick that contractor, ways to do it without being able to push a button and thinking that contractor is going to be the greatest piece of sliced cheese there, because just because somebody writes it on an email or a testimony, you still need to do your homework. You need to go look at the workmanship, check them out with those steps, because if you don't do it, and it's a shame on you spending $20,000 for a roof or siding and you don't get a great job out of it. So doing your homework is a lot more than, hey, just let me hire somebody. So stay with us. We got a great college. Ron, what do we got coming up?
We're going to stick with our theme, how to make your money last. And we've got a lot of good ideas in terms of projects you can do and on a tight budget. So listen closely. It's going to be a good segment.
Tonight's edition of Your Valuable Home is brought to you by Tom Adams Windows and Carpets.
Tom Adams Windows and Carpets is open for business. From virtual video appointments to fast services done in your home, Tom Adams Windows and Carpets is your safest choice. They understand and follow all CDC guidelines, with their trained installers wearing masks, gloves, and keeping a safe distance during your project. Right now, how about replacing those old window and door screens? You know, the ugly ripped ones letting bugs in. Plus, all trip fees have been waived for three or more screens until May 15th. Now's the best time to save on windows, doors, and carpet. Find out more at TomAdamsWindowsAndCarpets.com.
Welcome home. This is Your Valuable Home, presented by Tom Adams Windows and Carpets.
And thanks for coming back to Your Valuable Home here on 1210 WPHT. We've got a great segment coming up in this college.
Yes, we do. Continuing with a special series, How to Make Your Money Last, we've got Rob Berufkin from our sponsor, Tom Adams Windows and Carpets. He'll join Kevin in offering advice about must-do home improvement projects you can do on a tight budget. You really can. Let's face it, a lot of us have money problems caused by a lot of time away from work. And so here's help figuring out how you can tackle the must-do projects this summer and fall without breaking the bank. Rob, welcome back to the show. Every time you're on, we have a great, great college segment. So why don't we get right into this, okay?
All right. It's great to be back.
Great to be back. Great to have you back. Exterior projects. Should you tackle must-do exterior projects first? Because chances are you're not going to be entertaining in your home anytime soon. That's a question. That's a question from me. What would you do? What would you recommend?
Well, at this time of the pandemic that's going on right now, you're right. No one is entertaining. But I always say, do it for yourself. I mean, you're at the house. If you're going to do it, don't do it for others, because then you're spending money, you know, and it'll be wasteful. Do things that you want to get done, that you want to accomplish, whether you're entertaining or not. You know, everybody, they're at your house. When you're sitting at the home, which everybody's doing now, you see issues more often than you normally see on the outside, on the inside. Your carpet's dirty, and my paint has problems. You know, my woodwork needs working. You know, those are the things I would tackle, the things that you want done for yourself.
That's a good point. You know, I find that myself with friends. We do, Zoom meetings or whatever, or get together and socially separate ourselves. Everybody's talking about what they need to do in their house to spruce their house up. So you're absolutely right about that. So exterior projects, you would get into exterior projects now, right?
Yeah. I mean, look, even at my house, we build a little garden box, you know, for plants and things that normally that my wife and I wouldn't have the time to do. And that's what we did. We painted our fence. We did a lot of exterior work outside. And I didn't do it for my neighbors. We did it for us. We were the ones looking at it every day.
Yeah, come to think of it, I'm doing the same thing, too. How about windows? Does it make sense? If you have a tight budget and you got windows that have to be done, does it make sense to do the sides of the house to get the most weather, or the sides of the house to add the most curb appeal?
That's a great question, and everybody's budget's different. It really is. For those that have money saved up, I mean, where it matters what they're doing for their house. If you're thinking of selling your house in a couple years, then you're looking for the curb appeal. You're looking for the resale value. Then I would try to replace as many windows as possible. But, you know, right now, with everybody's money being a little bit tighter, look, we're the only company. Tom Adams is the only company I know that will do one window. Most companies, I know my competitors, they have minimums of 4 or 5 windows before they even come out to give you an estimate. If you're not doing 4 or 5 windows, they don't want you. You know, look, they're paying for millions of dollars of advertising, and they need to recoup that money. That's why they do 4 or 5. We'll do one window.
They got to do volume.
Yeah. And, you know, right now is, you know, look, I know some people want to do the whole house of windows. I wish everybody could. Right now, fix what you need to be fixed. You know, we're going to be here in the long run. So if you only have one window, look, I have a customer right now that called us up from Jenkintown. She has one window. It's all she needs to be replaced. And we came out there. We gave her estimate for the one window. She's going with the one window. She's 70 years old, and she's like, look, you know, if I get all past this, then, you know, I'll do the rest of the house. But right now, all I need is one window. I get it. You know, we understand our customers. So let's fix what needs to be fixed.
Let me ask you, in a case like that, do you try to come as close as possible? I know it's totally impossible to do a perfect match, but to what she's got, or do you recommend what she could do when she does her other windows and put
That's a great question, Ron. I mean, look, a lot of our customers don't have, you know, they're replacing old wood windows and they can't afford, you know, another wood window. Or want the headaches of a wood window. They want a window that is no maintenance. So a lot of times they're going to replace window with a vinyl window that's no maintenance. Something that will operate will always be there. You know, from the outside we do what we can from the outside to match, but from the inside, you know, look, it's whatever the customer's needs are or they can afford to do.
Okay.
You know, if a customer has a wood window. You know, we'll replace it with a wood window if that's what they want. They'll spend a little bit more for it, but again, it's their home. So, yeah, we try to match best as possible. Now, some of the windows are 15, 20 years old or single-pane windows. It's going to look a little bit different, as well as some of the metal windows that have been out there 15, 20 years. It's going to look different. There's nothing you can do. But, you know, again, replace what you can afford because you need to, and then when the time comes and everybody's monies and are back in place and the coffers are filled again, or they can do financing, then we'll be there to replace the balance of the windows.
Well, you know, with this step-by-step window replacement approach, you're also saving on installation, too. So that's another factor, another component of total cost, right?
Yeah. I mean, look, the more windows you buy, yeah, the little bit less it is. But, you know, again, you know, whether you want one window, 2 windows, 3 windows, 4 windows, it's whatever you need. We're there for our customers, where a lot of times most window companies, all they want to do is sell a house full of windows, you know, get you financed in where you're paying $99 a month for the rest of your life. And it's they're not really doing what's best for the homeowner because each homeowner has different needs.
They do. And let me ask you this. And Kevin and I discussed this many, many, many times. If you're on a really tight budget, which a lot of people are right now, should you go with a moderately priced series in a top-of-the-line brand or a mid-grade brand? What would you recommend?
Well, you know, again, boy, you're hitting the good questions. A lot of the moderate-priced vinyl replacement windows or even wood windows will work. And they will do what you need it to be done. The question is, again, how long are you going to be in that house? Is this something you're going to be in 2-3 years, you're going to be moving out of? Then maybe a moderate price window is the window of your choice. But if this is your forever home, then this is the time, if not best, to, you know, if you can, instead of doing, let's say, 5 windows at, you know, the high quality windows, maybe just do 3 of them because that's what you can afford to do. And then as time comes, replace. I have one customer in Doylestown that every year she gives us a call, and she's got like 28 windows in her house. But we replace between 3 and 5 windows every year, and we've done it for the last 2 years. And I know I'll get a phone call by September to do another bunch, and we'll keep on doing it until she's done.
Yeah, that's the phased approach. I mean, good times are bad. It's not a bad approach because maybe you can start multiple projects. Like, for instance, if all the windows in your house don't have to be replaced, go inside and do something you need to do inside at the same time, right?
Yeah. I mean, look, there's a lot of things you can do. I mean, look, if a window is foggy, you got to replace it. If the window is letting air in, you got to replace it. if the window is just not giving you any energy efficiency, look, with the weather and how crazy it is, I mean, it's 90 degrees in February. You know, who knows what it's going to be in July and August, what weather we're going to face. But with the heat just rising and rising, you know, now is a great time to get energy efficient. You know, they're low-E windows that will stop the heat from rising in your house in the summertime, and your air conditioner will work less and less. And if it, the less your air conditioner works, the better chance it's going to be there for, you know, much longer. And the cost of replacing air conditioning and heatings and all that, you know, you're talking tens of thousands of dollars, a lot of money. So, yeah, making small improvements here and there is a great thing to do right now.
What's a good strategy if you have doors to replace? Say you have one door, like a front door, which is like a curb appeal door, right, that needs to replace versus multiple doors that need to be replaced. How would you recommend somebody with a tight budget deal with that?
Well, again, in replacing doors, there's a lot of, I'm going to use the word, and I hate the word, cheap doors out there, and there is. A lot of the big boxes, not to pick on them, look, they're there to sell whatever product they can as cheap as they can. That's their culture. That's how they run things. In fact, that's how they tell the manufacturer to make things. You know, we run across it all day long where we're replacing doors that have been replaced 5 years ago, and they just don't last. They're not energy efficient. They crack. They break. The paint chips off. You know, insulation just falls apart. And here we are, somebody might spend $1,000 on a door installed and get 5 years out of it, where they might be able to spend another 20%, 25% more, or even, you know, even a little bit more based upon the design, and get a door like we sell the Pervia brand of doors. And the Amish are known for quality and honesty. That's the culture of Pervia. And, you know, that's what we get. You know, we get a high-quality product. Kevin has sold and installed many Pervia doors and is a witness to the quality and craftsmanship. They're going to last longer. So if you ask me to replace a door, don't chance. That's too valuable a place for security and insulation and curb appeal. That's not where you chintz out. That's not where you go cheap.
I'll buy that. Well, we're going to get you. Kev, is that you?
I could agree more with you. It definitely makes a good difference when you put a really good door in, because that's curb appeal. Spending the money right is definitely going to do it in the end for the long run. So listen, Rob, we're going to take a little break here because we've got a lot more information to talk about how people can save some money and really get some great curb appeal for their house and some projects they're going to tackle. So hang tight.
Tonight's edition of Your Valuable Home is brought to you by Tom Adams Windows and Carpets.
Tom Adams Windows and Carpets is open for business. From virtual video appointments to fast services done in your home, Tom Adams Windows and Carpets is your safest choice. They understand and follow all CDC guidelines, with their trained installers wearing masks, gloves, and keeping a safe distance during your project. Right now, how about replacing those old window and door screens? You know, the ugly ripped ones letting bugs in. Plus, all trip fees have been waived for three or more screens until May 15th. Now's the best time to save on windows, doors, and carpet. Find out more at TomAdamsWindowsAndCarpets.com. Home improvement projects on hold? Understandable. But some things just can't wait, like failing windows. Chances are there's water intrusion, possibly mold. Make the most of your money by doing critical projects in phases. Take windows. In phase one, tackle the one or two sides of the house that get the most weather. Phase two can wait till the coronavirus subsides and you have more money. Planning an in-law suite? In phase one, select the contractor and architect and get a design plan. Then in phase two, determine if you need a new septic system and secure permits. Kevin Kennedy's VSP Home Remodeling can help you figure out which projects to tackle now in phases. With VSP, you deal directly with the owner. Kevin and his foreman of 23 years are always part of the team. They do most of the installation and other work. With VSP, you get a licensed company with workers' comp and liability that exceeds the requirement, and 30 years of award-winning on-time, on-budget excellence. VSP Home Remodeling. Call 215-364-3286 about those home improvement projects that just can't wait. 215-364-3286.
If you're starting a home project, let your valuable home help you avoid the pitfalls of a bad decision. Now back to Ron Milk and contractor Kevin Kennedy.
All right, thanks for coming back to Your Valuable Home. We're talking with Rob Borokin, our sponsor, Tom Adams, Windows and Carpets. And one of the things I wanted to interject before we left, Rob, was one of the things I'm going to be doing in my house, and all the product I know is sitting at Tom Adams' warehouse right now, is one of the windows. And the other reason I want to say about windows, I tell homeowners, and this is where I'm personally experiencing it, you're hearing the birds chirp now. And if you're hearing the birds chirp and your window's closed, probably it's time to get new windows. So that's one of the reasons why we're actually doing everything. So we're doing the Marvin windows. We are doing the Provia siding, the Cedarbax, which is a foam insulated panel. I know putting that product up is going to help me save a couple of dollars, but how it's going to look long time and long term for my house, I'm really enjoying what I'm going to be purchasing from you guys. And I'm really looking forward to getting everything done.
Okay. So let's talk a little bit more about siding here. Are there ways to save on siding? Now, you can't probably side just two sides of your house unless you go with, like, stone veneer or something like that. I don't know. Is that a way to save money? How would you advise somebody on a tight budget to deal with siding, Rob?
Well, that's a difficult one. I mean, you're right. You don't want to side one side of the house or two sides, unless that's all you have is that on your siding. But siding to me is like doors. There's cheap siding and then there's Pervia siding. It's kind of like buying a $5 T-shirt and then wondering why after you wash it, it shrinks, looks, feels thinner, the logo's worn off, and then you're tossing it and using it as a rag. You know, why would you want to do that to the largest asset in your portfolio, which is your home? Siding, again, is not a place where I would go cheap. I would make sure the quality is there, the manufacturer's warranty is there, and the person doing the installation, whether it be us, Kevin, anybody, has experience in doing it and doing it right, using long pieces. Because some people, look to save money by buying less siding, and then all you got are these little chiclets all over your house, and you have, 20 or 30 seams on one side. And, yeah, it's covered, but it looks like heck, and it does not increase the value of your home.
You're not only that, but if you got for quite a long time
or something like that, you got more of a chance of it coming off, don't you? Because you have more seams in it.
Oh, yeah. Look, even Pervia has a warranty. Again, we're a certified installer for Pervia for their siding. They have a windblown warranty where if it blows off, they're replacing it. I mean, they just got so many warranties on there that it's, again, they want to make sure whatever product they sell, it's the last product that homeowner needs to buy. And that's the difference.
They are a solid company. I mean, that's made do things right. They really do. So look, let's move inside the house now. Kev, if a customer is undecided about whether to tackle an outdated master bath or a kitchen, how would you advise them? They don't have the money to do both. How would you advise them?
Well, what you could look at is sometimes when you go to the smaller bathrooms where maybe a powder room or your hall bathroom needs a little bit of updating. By doing that, it's going to be a lot less expensive than doing a kitchen. But yes, it needs to get done. So there are some ideas that you can do, because when you tackle a kitchen, again, you don't want to go cheap on a kitchen. If you're going to do it, you might as well do it right, because you're going to be spending a lot of money. And I hate to see homeowners try to cut corners on either cabinets or flooring or granite, get the job done and go, oh boy, I wish I did this. And after they spent $40,000, $50,000 where they could have spent $60,000 and got something so much nicer. So with kitchens, I would stay away unless you're ready to do the whole enchilada, because when you're doing your kitchen, I always recommend doing it right the first time, because this is a long time decision that you're going to be making with the kitchen. So bathrooms are a definite, more moderate way to go.
Okay. All right. And Rob, what about flooring for either a kitchen or a bathroom project? Assuming the old floor is pretty beat up, which most cases it would be, what would you suggest to include new flooring at a value price? What would it be?
I agree 100% with Kevin's advice. If you want to do it right. The one advantage with the floorings that's out today is they're easier to install. I can even install them over existing floors, so I don't need to rip out old material. A lot of floors I can go right over. The biggest, again, the hottest products out there by Mohawk is the Pergo Extreme or the Solitech by Mohawk. There are two great waterproof floors that you can install right over the existing floor. They're great for pets, dogs. They even have a pet warranty, an all-pet warranty. Just a great product, and they're easy to install, and they just last. And they look gorgeous. They really do. And they're very, very, very price friendly. They really are. It's something to take advantage of right now.
Well, you guys sell a lot of CoreTech too, don't you?
Yeah, CoreTech is the same thing, just from another manufacturer. And again, another great product. Waterproof. It does everything it's supposed to do. These are the products that are out there nowadays. It's definitely hurt the wood market, and is definitely hurting the ceramic market. Look, the cost of ceramic labor alone is 3 to 4 times more in labor than putting down these waterproof vinyl products. And the cost of ceramic isn't much different than the cost of the material. So you're basically, from ceramic to these waterproof LVTs, you're saving 50 to 60% of your money. And you're getting a look that's going to look timeless and last, which is what you're looking for.
You can go, excuse me for stepping on you there, but you can go right over your existing floor that way too, right?
Yeah, many times you can. It matters what your floor is. That's why we're out there. We're the professionals. We'll tell you if you can or can't, and we know what the limitations are of this product. We'll never install a product in the wrong spot or install it incorrectly. That's not how we do it. That's not our warranty, and we want to make sure, again, our customer is spending their money wisely and only once. We're not looking to replace it every 5-6 years.
How would you advise people on master bedroom or living room? They got a choice to make, master bedroom or living room with carpet, and you're on a tight budget. What would you say to them?
Well, it matters the living room. If the living room is more like a family room, I would definitely take care of it. You know, if the living room is more of a showpiece, then you're probably not getting much wear. Then the master bedroom is a place you're spending a lot of time at, especially during the pandemic right now. We're home more often. And again, it matters if you have pets, kids. If you have pets and kids, they're spending probably more time in your living room or family room, and they're going to ruin it. And there's some great carpet out there right now, some fantastic carpet made by Mohawk, the Serona brand, where you can honestly pour anything on it. You're just not going to stain it. It's going to wear like iron. It's going to look great. And the best thing is soft as can be. And we're stocking it now. We're stocking more and more rolls because we realize our customers need to get a value. So, the Adams have stepped up to the plate and have bought lots of carpet so we can offer our customers some great value.
All right. We got to wrap up here, but I wanted to just ask you about financing. Tom Adams offers financing options, right, yeah, over extended periods.
One thing you can do, if you go to our website, we do financing with Synchrony, which is the most reputable company out there, and we can do everything from one-year financing to two-year financing, 18-month financing, based upon your needs and what you need. And on our website, you can do anything. You can go to our financing page. Also, one thing, if I can just plug real quick, we just added a new feature to our website where our customers, if you look on the lower right-hand corner, can actually take a picture of their floor and see any new flooring that we sell, what it's going to look like in that room. Fantastic technology. We spent a lot of time and efforts into getting it, and it's going to really help our customers, especially at this time, to see what flooring is out there and what it would look like in their house with their furniture, with their paint, and get a better idea. Look, if I can paint a picture to the customer of what their new floor will look like, then I think we're a win-win.
Yeah, that's cool technology. I'd like to see that myself.
Check out any one of the Tom Adams location or go on that website, and you're going to get some great product from Tom Adams.
Hey, Rob, as always, this was very, very educational, very well done, and we appreciate your time.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate you having us on.
Right. And thanks for listening to Your Valuable Home here on 1210 WPHT. We appreciate it.
Stay tuned. Next week, we are going to continue with our series, How to Make Your Money Last. Another good show coming up next week. So we're doing it so you can make your money go as far as it can go. These days, everybody's living on a tighter budget, and we're trying to help out. Take care.
Thanks for listening to Your Valuable Home, a Jacob Media production. If you're interested in learning more about the power of the radio hour, contact Joe Krause at 267-261-3428. This program is a paid commercial announcement and in no way represents the views of WPHT or its management.
Today's program has been pre-recorded.